Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, November 10th. November's planets are nearly all on the edges. Jupiter and Venus meet next Monday morning in the dawn's twilight, and later this month, Saturn slips very low, where it has a challenging rendezvous with Mercury. Mercury is always on the shoulder of morning or evening, simply because of its position as the closest planet to the Sun. As Johannes Kepler calculated over 400 years ago, the speed of a planet's orbit is directly related to its distance. Specifically, a planet's orbit squared equals the cube of its distance. We don't have to do the calculations, but suffice it to say that Mercury's orbit of 88 days is a great contrast to the far more distant Saturn, orbiting 900 million miles from the Sun and taking 10,800 days, or 29 and a half years, to make one trip around the Sun. From November 20th to the 26th, Mercury barely climbs into the western twilight, no more than the width of your hand above a level horizon near 5 o'clock. Saturn will start about the width of your hand above Mercury, but by the 26th, Saturn slides closer to the upper right of Mercury. The pair might linger until the 30th, but then are lost in the Sun's glare. Next week, our dark early evenings welcome the enchanting Seven Sisters, the Pleiades, on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.